Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We thank everyone for attending this Rath Yatra. This is the 7th Rath Yatra in Philadelphia. Simultaneously, these festivals are being held all over the world, and in the United States, more than a dozen over these summer weeks. This festival commemorates a pastime of Lord Krishna, which was enacted 5,000 years ago in India. Some of you must be familiar with the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna. This book, it is a small book, 800 verses, contains all spiritual knowledge. And the Bhagavad Gita is actually worshipped by millions of people around the world, and even great philosophers and scholars have been studying the Bhagavad Gita in English translations for hundreds of years. The speaker of the Gita is Lord Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is composed in Sanskrit and is a record of a dialogue which Krishna had on a battlefield, Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is still in India. This is history. It is part of the Mahabharata, the great history of Bharatvarsha, which is now India. So, Lord Krishna was speaking before the battle to his disciple Arjuna. And it is that dialogue which was spoken in about an hour and a half, which is being still studied and followed by people who are after the absolute truth all over the world. In each verse where Krishna speaks, the Sanskrit expression is given, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The word Bhagavan describes Krishna. Krishna is not an ordinary man. He is not even to be considered as a great philosopher. Just like in the West, we have great philosophers like Socrates, Plato. But Krishna is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means he who possesses all opulences. One Vedic sage analyzed that the opulences of a great person can be categorized as 6. That is, opulence or attraction. One is beauty. Anyone, man or woman, who has some beauty is attractive to others, and that's an opulence. Another is knowledge. One may not be beautiful, but if he has knowledge, he's also attractive. That's an opulence. Strength is an opulence. Fame is an opulence. Wealth is an opulence, especially in this age. Anyone who has some money, he's opulent, powerful personality. And another opulence is renunciation. That is, a person who is not attached to any of these opulences, he's also attractive, just like Jesus Christ or Buddha, who gave up all material things, and their renunciation is worshipable. But Bhagavan means the person who possesses all those 6 opulences. Generally, someone may be very strong, and neither is he the strongest man in the world, perpetually. Someone else will come who's stronger than him. And even if he is the strongest for some time, he's probably not the most beautiful, or he's probably not the most renowned. You can't expect to find all these opulences together. But if we can find one person who possesses all the opulences, and not only possesses them more than anyone else on the earth, but possesses them to an infinite degree, infinite strength, infinite wealth, infinite beauty, infinite fame, infinite wisdom, and infinite renunciation. That is a definition of God. The Bhagavan means God. So Krishna is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a message of the Bhagavad Gita and all the Vedic literatures, like the Upanishads and the Puranas and the Vedanta Sutra. These books are not a matter of Hindu religion or compared to Christian religion. They are universal books for anyone who's looking for principles of absolute truth, God and the soul. And Krishna's activities, they are recorded in another great book, the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita contains the teachings of Krishna, what he actually spoke, his philosophy. And his life is described in the book, the Srimad Bhagavatam. If any of you have ever visited the centers of the Krishna consciousness movement, you've seen these beautiful volumes. There are about 24 volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam cantos, which were translated by the founder, Acharya, of the Krishna consciousness movement, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He's translated them and made commentaries on them in English. And he has also written a summary study, one book in three volumes, called Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that book, you'll find all the pastimes of Krishna, the activities of Krishna on this earth. And you'll see that he was actually Bhagavan. He did things which no man has ever done in history. Even from his childhood, he was performing feats which were superhuman feats. And you can read about them in Krishna book. So one of Krishna's pastimes was on this same battlefield, Kurukshetra, where he spoke the Bhagavad Gita and where the battle was fought. This was years later, on the occasion of a solar eclipse. Many different families were gathering to bathe there in the river. Millions of people, just as in India today, at the time of Kumbh Mela, millions and millions of people come. So, Krishna came, and at that time he was living as a king in Dwarka. So he came on a very nice chariot. And on another chariot came his brother, Balaram, and also his sister came, Subhadra. And on that field of Kurukshetra, they had very poignant meetings with their family members. The devotees know about these things, how Krishna was raised as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. Some of you have probably seen a picture of Krishna. He's holding a flute and he's standing by the river, sometimes in the moonlight, and sometimes his gopis, his pure devotees, cowherd girls are with him, or his boy friends, the cowherd boys, and he's usually seen with cows. This is the original form and the original setting of Krishna. We may think of God sometimes as an old man, because God is the oldest. Or people think that there's no such information of God in a personal form, so they think of God as a light or something like that. But God is actually the Supreme Person, Krishna, Bhagavan. And in his original form, he likes to be in a very intimate setting with his pure devotees in Vrindavan. So Krishna left Vrindavan after 16 years, and he was living in the city, Dwarka, because he had to fight different demons and enact different pastimes there to please his pure devotees in Dwarka. So he had been away from Vrindavan for so long, and his pure devotees were always crying for him, especially the gopis, wondering whether Krishna would ever come back. And in separation from Krishna, their love increased. It is actually this mood of separation from Krishna that we are experiencing in the Ratha Yatra. We will explain. So there was a meeting there on Kurukshetra. Krishna was now a prince. He had married thousands of wives, and he was living in great opulence. So on the battle, on the Kurukshetra, on the occasion of the solar eclipse, he met his old associates from Vrindavan. And they asked him, can you please come back to Vrindavan? And Krishna said, no, I cannot come back yet. I will come back after I perform certain duties. And he invited his friends, why don't you stay here? You can stay with me in Dwarka. But the gopis thought, oh Krishna, here in Dwarka you appear to be different. You're surrounded with so many politicians and queens and your business is very important and very sophisticated. We like you by the river Jamuna with the cows in Vrindavan. So their feelings were expressed like this. And they wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So the cart with the Jagannath deity is actually Krishna as he appeared on the Kurukshetra field. And the white deity is Balaram. And in the center is Subhadra, his sister. And as the gopis were yearning for Krishna to come back to Vrindavan, so we commemorate that ride by taking Krishna through the metropolitan areas of different cities. The people may not understand these intimate pastimes, but if they see the Lord, then they will be able to get the benediction that Krishna can give. Of course, these forms are rather crude forms, and the history is that one king, he asked, King Subal, he asked that forms be made to commemorate the appearance of Krishna at the solar eclipse with his brother and sister. So one sculptor began to make the deity form of Krishna, but he said, I'll do it only on the condition that I not be interrupted while I work. Artists are temperamental. They like to work in their own way. So the king said, all right. But after some time, he was impatient. When will these deities be finished? And he broke into the area where the artist was working, and the deities were in this state that we see them now. So the king said, never mind, I'll worship them in this way. It's not unfinished. Krishna is Krishna. He's worshipable. And so we worship Krishna, and for thousands of years this cart festival has been performed in Jagannath Puri. And now, since His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada introduced Krishna consciousness 12 years ago in America, now we're doing the same festival. Love of God is the object of this festival. People can chant Hare Krishna. This is the main means to develop love of God. We are followers of Lord Chaitanya, who 500 years ago stressed that God consciousness could only be attained in this very fallen atheistic age we're living in now by chanting the holy names of God. And he is associated with this Jagannath festival and with holding big kirtans and with experiencing the mood of separation from Krishna. And by His mercy and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're bringing this festival, which is so filled with the most intimate, esoteric understanding of God and God's pure devotees, and yet because of the transcendental medium of Hare Krishna chanting, and because of the attraction of the festival to even a common man, we're bringing it down to the most degraded areas in the Western world, and people are enjoying it. And they're liking the flowers being thrown to them from the cart and taking the prasadam offered to Lord Jagannath. And it is said in the Vaishnava Shastra that if a person just sees Lord Jagannath riding on his cart, he can become liberated from repeated birth and death. Because that is our destiny. We who are forgetful of God and are enacting sinful life, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, these are against the code of God in any religion. And as we go through our life committing these sinful activities and denying God, then at the time of death, there is karma to pay, and we have to take another body according to our karma. So this benediction, the meaning is that if you see Lord Jagannath, you can be removed of all that sinful karmic action, and you can become a devotee of Krishna. But this is the great significance of this festival. Don't take it as an ordinary cultural or Hindu or sectarian religious festival or Hare Krishna cult festival. It has this great significance of awakening love of God in any human being. And at the same time, you simply have to respond by the appreciation of the prasadam, appreciation of the chanting, and appreciation of the colorful cart and the deity of Lord Jagannath. And if you're inclined to the philosophy, then we have so many books. We've brought them here. There's a book table. There are many devotees who are ready to give you so many nice books for just a donation. Become a little serious and look at one of these books. So we ask you to please stay through the afternoon. We're putting on a very nice theater production of the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the Ramayana, and there's plenty of prasadam, and there'll be more chanting, and there's also presentation of popular music. So please stay with us and chant Hare Krishna and worship Lord Jagannath, and you become very, very happy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.